are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
What I intend to do here in the next 45 minutes or so is share with you some of the best business ideas I've heard from service contractors. There's a lot of material to cover, 101 tips and ideas, in fact, so if you don't mind, I'll dispense with flowery introductions and get right to the meat. Number one, want to recruit good trade workers who are both mechanically competent and willing to do things your way? Contact a local trade school and offer to teach a class in your specialty. Keep your salary demands modest, remembering that your main goal is to get first crack at promising talent. You also are likely to find it personally rewarding. Or, be sure to volunteer for a joint apprenticeship committee in your area for the same reason. These are the best ways to make sure you get the best shot at the best people. Number two, flat rate service companies, as a rule, make more money than those wedded to the old time and materials tradition. One study of companies in the HVAC field found that HVAC firms switching from time and materials billing to flat rate pricing increased average service rates by over $12 an hour. With an average technician generating 1,200 billable hours per year, this means $57,000 of additional annual profit for a typical four-truck HVAC service firm. Actually, I think that old study is on the low side. Most companies I've heard of that go from time and materials to a flat rate basis increase their sales and profits by much more than that. Tip number three, so-called clover leafing can be an inexpensive but quite effective means of business promotion. An appliance company in Michigan has its service techs leave promotion packages at neighboring homes after a job. A doorknob card advises that their company performed a repair at the neighbor's house and invites the party to check with the neighbor on the quality of the work performed. Better get permission from customers to use their name before you do this. The service tech leaves an employee number at the top of the card. If a neighboring homeowner places a call, he or she is asked for that number. The tech gets a 5% commission on that order and 3% on every subsequent one from that household. This gives techs the incentive to distribute the doorknob cards. Number four, keep customers comfortable. We heard of an HVAC dealer that routinely pays for a night in a hotel when a family is without heat or air conditioning due to an equipment replacement. The cost is factored into the job quote, yet customers don't normally realize that. This is a good idea for plumbing firms and remodelers as well during major projects. Don't let customers be inconvenienced by loss of bathroom or kitchen or air conditioning facilities. Number five, cross-market with hotels in your area. Look for cross-marketing opportunities with local hotels or motels whereby you promote them in return for free or steeply discounted room rates. Promote the motel to your customers as a place to put up friends and relatives who come to visit. Number six, turn your business card into a sales brochure. Your business card can be a selling tool if you add a persuasive headline and eye-catching graphic. List your products and services and include a discount coupon. Consider a two-panel, four-page card, or at least print on both sides. It's an ideal sales tool because you can use it in countless situations where a regular brochure is inappropriate. Best of all, cards are cheaper than big brochures, so print several versions tailored to different markets and hand them out like crazy. Tip number seven, make your mail sell. Everything that leaves your business should sell. All envelopes, packages, boxes, etc. should carry sales messages. Use bright, bold, eye-arresting graphics. Always place flyers, coupons, and other sales materials.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.